Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Doctors Are In show here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. This is the show where we discuss and take your questions on tarot, numerology, Vedic mantras and Vedic practices, as well as anything and everything psychic, spiritual, hypnosis, meditation, energy healing, psychic development, and so much more. We also will be taking your calls for free mini readings and guidance live on the air. So be sure you guys want to call in at area code 714-816-4628. Press the number 1 to get in our question and answer queue to have that mini reading done. I am your host, Dr. Rose, and I love talking about all things psychic. I'm an intuitive certified life coach and have a passion for mythology. I love befriending, invoking, communicating, and working with divine beings from different traditions. But most importantly, I love to take my psychic knowledge and skills to help others just like you to have a true transformation in your life. So welcome to the show. And joining me, as always, is my fabulous co-host, the founder and executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio, Dr. Dak. He is also the founder and president of the Tarot Guild, now in their 16th year. He's a radio personality for the past 10 years now, as well as a certified tarot master, numerologist, life coach, and professional hypnotist. Hypnotist, did I say that right? Yeah, I think so. And here he is, Dr. Dak. Hi, Dr. Dax. How are you doing? It's great to be back on the air with you on this lovely Friday, Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's great to be back here. I'm just, oh my God, that made me laugh when you said he's a hypnotist. I can't even say it the way you said it.
I know. I forgot the P.
Hypnotist. Yeah. I am a hypnotist. I'm a hypnotist.
A hypnotist.
Yeah.
I'm hip.
Don't look me in the eyes too much there, you know, especially on Valentine's Day, you know, you'll be in my spell.
I know.
Oh God, I'm having an Eddie Murphy moment here. You know, what is this?
Yeah, 48 hours.
Hypnotist.
So how are you doing, Becky? That's actually, you know, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the crazier it gets, you know, the more I laugh, you know, because that's the only way you can balance things out. You know, busy day. I was telling you in the green room, I have all these errands to do today. And, of course, it's Valentine's Day. Got to get with the sweetheart and all that kind of stuff as well. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there listening. So, wow.
Yeah.
What about you, Dr. Rose? What you been up to?
You know,
how's things going?
It's been really interesting. I've been listening to hypnosis CDs, or audio, on confidence. And so many interesting things are coming up for me. I'm just feeling great, you know, feeling like solid and yes, I can do this. Mostly on the outside, not necessarily just, you know, looking good for other people kind of confidence. That's not really confidence, more fake confidence. But yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. So I'm on this like 21 day, you know, confidence hypnosis listening spree. So I'm only in it for about a week, but I will be continuing to do that, you know, really strengthening things for me. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm doing very well. And happy
awesome
Valentine's Day. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. It is Friday. And what is so interesting is that, well, you know, we're assuming that people are really busy out there enjoying Valentine's Day. Yeah, don't have any callers doesn't get, which is very strange for the show. Fridays, we always do. This is like the love day. Don't you want a mini reading or something? So
usually packed, right?
Yeah. So I don't know. It's very quiet today. So we're assuming that you're out enjoying yourself. So let me just give that number out again, just in case, to call in to the show. But our number is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And be sure to press the number 1 to get into the queue so that you can get your love reading. Come on. This is an opportunity to get a love reading. Come on. All right. Anyway. So today...
Yep. We do have a topic for today, so you know that'll take up some of the time here. I wanted to say that if you're listening live out there and you're on the fence about calling in, hey, you know, you're going to be the first caller, 714-816-4628. But Dr. Rose, you know, if we don't get any callers, or even if we do, you know, we can pull some cards for your love life because I know you need it.
I think you already did a reading for me. No, yeah, sure, we could do a reading for me. That's no problem. I'm not.
And then I'm shuffling
right
the cards
now.
Here. I got to pull. let me pull a card of the day and see what comes up here for the. That's a great card. The Page of Cups. The Page of Cups. That's often a message about romance or something related to relationship coming through. It's often the beginning of relationships, and the Page of Cups is intuitive and sensitive and can be emotional. It's also a card about being reflective and spiritual growth. Gentle, kind disposition, you know, speaking of it as an individual, because the pages, you know, the court cards can be a person, but it can also be a state, you know, it could be a part of you, could be a lot of different things here. So, hey, maybe a lot of people listening out there, they may be getting a message of love today on Valentine's Day. Oh, my God.
Hey.
And it's a 5-day, the 14th. Valentine's Day is always a 5-day. 1 + 4 = 5. That's high energy and adventure. You know, we often talk about how 5 in numerology is the, you know, the chaos number. And that's true. That's, you know, that's half of the coin. You know, there's two sides to the coin. And on one end of the spectrum, it's the chaos number. So things can get pretty chaotic, you know. But if you set the intention and focus on the other side of the dynamic, on the other side of the coin, the positive, which is high energy and adventure, you know, you can get a lot accomplished on a 5-day. And then also it's that adventure energy, which is perfect for Valentine's Day, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. So there you go. And then the whole date, February 14th, 2020, adds up to 11. 1 + 1 = 2. So it's a 2-date, which is about relationships. Can't get better than that. But also, before it reduces to 2, it's 11, the master illuminator number. So this is a great day for learning things as well. So there you go. A little bit of the numerology and everything, and the card of the day, which I think is really apropos there. You know, the only thing better you could get is maybe like the Lover's card on Valentine's Day, you know, but I think that the Page of Cups is more interesting, you know, looking out for a message about relationship or romance. Yeah. So there you go. That's the numerology and the card of the day. And then we figured because it was Valentine's Day, we'd do a topic on love. And Dr. Rose, you're the one that came up with this.
Yes. So it's Valentine's Day. And again, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. So today's topic is on love mantras. So I'm going to talk about Sanskrit mantras that you could chant for finding your soulmate, that lovely person that you want, or the divine, if you want more of a divine love, to love, I don't know, the divine being within you, the being that you are. And then I'll also provide love affirmations, which is also important. So there are many of us out there who are struggling, you know, to find their soulmate, to find a good relationship. You know, I've certainly been in that category for too many years. But one of the things that you have to be really clear on is, what do you want? What kind of person do you want? I found this information on a very an interesting website, and I think it's called yogiapproved.com, or it might be another one. I'm not sure. Anyway, but what they were talking about is they have this wonderful statement, and they say, we create our life and relationships through our subconscious, as well as through our intentions and emotions. So in order to draw your soulmate to you, it's important to get really clear on the qualities of your ideal partner, as well as what it will feel like to actually be with them. So getting clear on your love intentions, and in combination with being devoted to working with your mantra, whichever mantra you choose, is essential to attracting and magnetizing soulmate love. A lot of people skip this step, and especially when they're dealing with a particular mantra. There's a mantra called CLEAM for attraction. I'll get into that in just a moment. But Dr. Dax, I am a Facebook manager, community manager. So I run a few Facebook groups, and I have a whole management team for the company that I work for, which is called the Palai Center. And we have a group that is dedicated to the CLEAM mantra. CLEAM is about love and attraction, right? And so we get a lot of people who will say, I've been chanting this mantra, and for some reason, you know, my exes are coming back. This one person had, it seemed like, I don't know, 8 different exes that came, you know, ex-boyfriends that were popping up in her life or something like that. It seemed like a lot. It might not have been 8. It might have been 5 or something like that. But, and so what happens is that the people aren't really clear about the qualities of what they want. People say, well, I'm just going to chant this mantra just to attract my soulmate. But they're not willing to do the work of really focusing in on what kind of person you really want to be with and the emotions that come with it. Because what happens is that if you chant the CLEAM mantra, and again, I'll get into the meaning in just a moment, if you chant the CLEAM mantra, which you know, attracts people to you, you will just end up attracting the same people you've already attracted. And obviously those are not the people that you want, because you're trying to find someone else, right? So get really clear on what your intentions are, what kind of feelings. You know, think about, what would you do with the person? Actually, I would recommend doing a vision board. If you can't do one on your, you know, do a vision board and pull out like magazine pictures, and you can't put it on your wall, then do one on your phone. You know, everybody has a cell phone these days. Pull out pictures, you know, do it on your notes app or your, you know, MS Word app or whatever app that allows you to put up pictures. And really get dive into the feelings and the qualities of the person. That's extremely important. So with that in mind, let's move on to the first mantra. As you've already introduced, it's called CLEAM. CLEAM can be spelled K-L-E-E-M, or it can be spelled K-L-I-M. It can be spelled both ways because, you know, this is a mantra that's actually written in Sanskrit, and really there's no it can be spelled both ways in terms of using the Roman alphabet or the English language, right? So this is a seed mantra for the energy of attraction, okay? This is a mantra that's not masculine or feminine in nature. There are some mantras that are more feminine in terms of their energy and then more masculine. This one is neutral, you know? Oftentimes, it is combined with other mantras to attract an object of desire. Some people do use it for that, and they sometimes will combine it with other mantras. And I won't get into all of that because those other mantras are not necessarily related to the topic at hand. You can use CLEAM as a meditation if you find a quiet space where you're unlikely to be disturbed. not unlucky, but unlikely to be disturbed and begin your meditation. You can light a candle or light incense, sit comfortably and gently, direct your thoughts toward the object or condition or the person actually that you want to bring into your life. So what you want to do, that's why I'm saying have a vision board or have a set of pictures on your phone that really indicate to you what the, you know, the type of person that you're pulling into your life. And choose pictures, like sometimes people like to put words because words for them symbolizes things. For me, I'm more of a picture person. So I choose pictures, like I'll just go to Google, right, and choose pictures that actually provide the emotion I want to feel as well. So, you know, pull out your picture, take a look at it, and then chant your mantra clean. Right? You can visualize it. You can close your eyes and visualize the picture, or you can visualize having a relationship or, you know, anything like that. And you just chant the mantra, clean, clean, right? But you want to chant it with this kind of intention. So this information actually comes from the book Healing Mantras by Thomas Ashley Ferrand. He was one of the first authors. He was an American Vedic priest. You know, he was trained by a guru and whatnot in India, and he was really one of the first authors that wrote about Sanskrit mantras and, you know, how to utilize them. And he wrote it for a Western audience, too, so that, you know, for those of you who might not know about either Hinduism or Indian cultures and whatnot, this is a great book, Healing Mantras, again, by Thomas Ashley Ferrand. Ferrand is spelled F-A-R-R-A-N-D.
Okay, oh, nice.
So, Yeah. So another guru, the one that I follow and whose company I work for, he says that clean is good for attracting certain people. So like certain kinds of relationships. And that would be women attracting women, okay, men attracting women, or women attracting men. This mantra can really help to create an irresistible attraction and is associated with love, abundance, beauty, and nature. So if you're a woman attracting a woman, a man attracting a woman, or a woman attracting a man, you want to make sure that you chant the mantra clean. Now, if you are a man attracting a man, this is from the guru, Dr. Pillai, and I'll tell you a little bit about him a little bit about him in just a moment. You want to chant a different mantra, and that's the mantra I'm. And I actually talked about this in a previous show of ours. I'm is usually associated with artistic endeavors and science and music and education. It is connected to a goddess who is the female principle of spiritual knowledge. But I'm, as Dr. Pillai, Bhaskaran Pillai has said, is for men attracting men. And you want to do the same thing in terms of being clear about the type of person you want to bring into your life, the qualities, you know, what would you do together, all that kind of stuff, right? So who is Dr. Pillai? His name is Dr. Bhaskaran Pillai. He's an international teacher, spiritual leader, humanitarian, and scholar, mystic from southern India. He actually is a Siddha master from the Tamil tradition in southern India. So that's who he is. Okay, moving on to a different mantra. So the second mantra I want to present to you is one that is provided by a different spiritual guru. You can find him on YouTube. His name is Dr. Nipan Agarwal, I think. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, but Nipan, N-I-P-A-N, and A-G-G-A-R-W-A-L. He has a lot of videos on YouTube about mantras and chanting mantras, and you can actually listen to it and meditate with them. So this one, this particular mantra is Om Prem Kam Devaya Namaha. Let's say it a couple more times. Om Prem Kam Devaya Namaha. Om Prem, P-R-E-M, Kam Devaya. So that'd be K-A-M-D-E-V-A-Y. I'm sorry, D-E-V-A-Y-A, and then Nama, N-A-M-A-H. So what is this? So as Dr. Nipan explains, Kamdev is the god of love. He's actually the kind of like the Indian version of a Cupid, right, as what we understand as Cupid. He's the god of love, and he's the most powerful divine power to fulfill your love desires. When you call upon him, he comes to your heart, works on getting to know your true love, and helps you find ways to reach your desired love goals. This mantra acts as a messenger of your heart's desire. It brings peace to the minds of those who have been lonely or having trouble in relationships. To please Kamdev, you know, the god of love, you will need to make sure that you stay pleasing, stay smiling, and always dedicated to giving your best in the relationship without any ego, judgment, or expectations. Now, sometimes that can be kind of difficult for people. But basically, you want to stay in a very pleasing and nature, right? And you shouldn't make it all about you and what you need. Yes, you need to have desires fulfilled, but also that person as well. And you need to think about that other person as well. Okay? Okay, and so what he recommends, Dr. Nepal recommends that you listen to the mantra daily. He has a video, like I said, on YouTube, so you can go to it. And maximize your efforts to proceed further in relationships. And he says, don't get stuck if you're unable to break the wall. Find new ways and new goals to move on in life. Love does not end with one person. Love starts and ends with you. Woohoo! You have to love yourself first, and then relations come later. And this is a powerful thing that he has at the very end. He says, love is kind. Love is peace. Love is comfort. Love is God. So this is kind of cool. All right. So again, the mantra is Om Prem Kam Devaya Namah. Now, if you haven't written this down, the best thing to do is to go to YouTube, write Dr. Nipan, N-I-P-A-N, and do love mantras, and then you'll find Om Prem Kam Devaya Namaha. Now, he does have, I think, more than one love mantra, so just FYI. Mantra number three, I promise. Oh, I'm sorry, this is the fourth one. Is this the fourth one? Yeah, this is the fourth one. I'm sorry. All right, so the last Sanskrit mantra I'm going to give you for love is called Ahem Prema, I think it is. Hold on, let me try that one more time. Ahem Prema. Ahem Prema. I keep saying it differently every time, right? Let me try it one more time. Ahem Prema. Ahem Prema. Okay, so that's spelled A-H-A-M and then P-R-E-M-A. That's two words. Now, from yogiapproved.com, it says this mantra translates to, I am divine love. And you simply would chant it 108 times. Any Sanskrit mantra, you want to chant it at least 108 times, hopefully in one session, or you can break it up into two sessions every day, and at least do it for 40 days or maybe even 45 days. Aham Prema helps you to connect to the divine love that you have within. Affirming that we are pure love creates a purifying and calming effect on your mind, your body, and soul. This mantra is a wonderful way to start your day or to calm yourself down in any stressful situation. So this is more of one about honoring the divine soul or the divine love that's within yourself. So it's not necessarily attracting, a person, but this is more about divine love within you. Okay? Ahem Prema. The reason why I'm having trouble pronouncing it is that the spelling is throwing me off. Ahem Prema is that mantra. Great. So we have those four Sanskrit mantras, and let's move on to love affirmations. Now, the reason why I'm going to give you four love affirmations is that, affirmations are really important to use in your life. But I always say that you need to use them in a particular way. Like sometimes people will say, oh, just, chant the affirmation all day, every day. And I don't really think it quite works that way. But I'll give you a tip on, a powerful way that you can chant your love affirmations. Now, these affirmations are going to be in English, obviously. So what you want to do is you want to concentrate on the feeling you want to experience, when you're with your partner. Again, what are you guys doing? What are you guys talking about? How does it feel to be in a loving relationship with this person, to be with them, to be cared for and adored? I mean, what does that feel like? Ooh, I love that. To be cared for and adored. That's definitely what I need. Anyway, the best time to chant these mantras is during the nighttime, midnight to sunrise or right before sunrise. And the reason why I recommend this is that, so in other words, when I say midnight, I mean before you go to sleep. and then before you get up and begin your day. And the reason why I recommend that is that's a time where you can really influence your subconscious mind. Like I said earlier today that I'm listening to this confidence audios and it's really changing me and my behavior and my self-confidence. And that's because I either listen to them right before I go to sleep or right when the sun is rising, right before I get out of bed is when I do this. And that's because your subconscious mind is very wide open. It's always wide open to an influence. But what it does is that during this time, your conscious mind, your everyday thinking mind, is not fully awake. And it's not going to, what we would say, cancel out whatever affirmation. It's okay to chant an affirmation during the day. You know, I don't want to discourage you from doing that. But the most powerful time really is in the evening time, at nighttime, when your conscious mind is not fully awake, it's kind of asleep. So you can kind of bypass it. Because what happens is a lot of times is that our everyday mind will cancel it out. You can say, I am love, and your conscious mind will be like, no, you're not. And it will cancel it out, you know. So you want to do this during a time where your conscious mind is not fully awake. That's usually nighttime, right before you go to sleep or right before you get up and start your day. And that's about sunrise or right before sunrise you can do it. So here are the love affirmations that I found that I think might be of help to you. And you can use this as a part of your, you know, in addition to chanting the Sanskrit mantras as well that I talked about earlier. So, number one, I choose love, and love chooses me. I choose love, and love chooses me. That's number one. Number two, I am fully open to giving and receiving love. That's a wonderful way, because some of us are not open because of, you know, past problems or issues or fears. I am fully open to giving and receiving love. Another one. Number three, every day and in every way, I attract more and more love into my life. Again, every day and in every way, I attract more and more love into my life. And then number four, I am worthy and deserving of a love relationship. I open to receive it now. I am worthy and deserving of a love relationship. I open to receive it now. So there are your love affirmations, your love mantras. So I recommend, again, chant them 108 times, the best time, even with the Sanskrit mantras, chant them in the nighttime, you know, when your conscious mind, your regular thinking mind is not quite awake. That's the most powerful time. Even in India, in the Vedic practices, they have a period of time called, I think it's called Brahma Murta. And that's from about maybe 12 a.m. to about 6 a.m. before the sun comes up, when it's the most powerful time to chant mantra. So, and I also recommend that you do that with your affirmations as well. And that's it for today. How about that, Dax? What do you think?
Awesome stuff. It's also repetition, too, because whatever we repeat over and over again becomes habit. And, you know, we are in the habit, you know, of that small voice in our head. We're in the habit of saying negative things all the time. And, you know, right. I agree so much with what you said with the affirmations about how we cancel it out with our conscious thinking mind. And what you said about doing the affirmations at, you know, I'd say in addition to late evening or right before you go to sleep, also, you know, really early, waking up early, you're still into that alpha state where you're connected with the subconscious mind. And then the other thing is just mm-hmm. repetition, you know, is saying it, you know, over and over and over again. It's going to take, you know, it takes 21 days, they say, to establish firm new neural pathways. And remember, you're trying to overcome decades of negative self-talk, as well as
right.
what else? All that negative news, Rose. All that negative news all the time.
That's true.
You know, you know, and signs and newspapers, not that people read newspapers much anymore, magazines, whatever. It's all seeping into your brain, television shows, movies, you know. And yeah. So it's not a thing you do. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to say a mantra today and something's going to magically happen, or an affirmation. It's something you have to do as a ritual. You have to do it repetitiously. You have to do it with a lot of thought. In other words, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And you're going to have to do this, you know, over a month, months, where you're, you know, paying attention to, you know, what am I thinking in my head? You know, what am I saying? What am I saying to myself? Paying more attention to what is seeping into your brain, you know, from external sources, in addition to the inner speak, you know. And whenever you can catch yourself with the negative inner speak, you know, saying something like cancel, 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 and then go right to a positive affirmation that's the opposite of that, you know.
Right.
So.
Right. I have I'd like to add
there's
something.
There's work to it.
The combination of chanting a Sanskrit mantra and then also doing an affirmation is wonderful. And the reason why is that, see, for me, Sanskrit mantras are really hitting a frequency. Part of the reason why you're having fun, not you, Dax, but not you, Dr. Dax, you're doing fine, but some of us out there that are struggling with being single and we want a soulmate has to do with that we're not on the right frequency. You know, we're on a lower frequency, we're on a frequency that's attracting stuff that we don't want, and that's the problem. So I also take it to the level of, because, you know, I love mythology and gods and goddesses, it's really divine energy. So And a lot of times divine energy can disrupt or circumvent the stuff that's going on in our head, or the, you know, the past and the pain and all that kind of stuff, the doubts, the fears and what have you. But I say do both. So chant Sanskrit mantra, bring in that divine energy, and then also do your affirmations as well, because you have to change your mind. If your mind is still thinking negatively and you're chanting a Sanskrit mantra, it just makes it more to work with. So I say do both. Bring in that divine energy. Change your frequency. That's one of the most important things to do. It's not just going out to a bar and looking for people, but change your frequency and change your mind the way that you think by chanting your affirmations as well, especially in the night hours. So that's my recommendation.
I would also say go back and listen to our shows that we did most recently. Our shows on setting SMART goals and also the 4 steps of manifestation, because that's going to help a lot to get into the right frame of mind and establish it as a goal, not just as because some people do affirmations, but they just do them in a almost whimsical kind of afterthought way where they don't have a concrete goal set, you know, and they're just saying these affirmations. And then meanwhile, the thing that they're doing the affirmation on, they've got blocks.
Right.
And they haven't cleared these blocks out, you know, using energy healing, energy tapping, EFT, different things like that, you know, hypnosis, NLP techniques, you know, to clear these things out, definitely. And while you were talking about the blocks and talking about some of those things, I pulled cards for you. And you know what's very interesting is that the Page of Cups, our card of the day, showed up for you.
Oh goodness!
Yeah, message of romance.
It should be a
Doom
one.
Yep. And the central focus card is the King of Coins or the King of Pentacles. You know, that's somebody that's very solid, reliable, respected, resourceful, financially comfortable, financial competence, good natured, consistent nature. And it's an earth sign because pentacles or coins, as it's sometimes called, that's the earth sign. That's the earth element. So Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn is like waiting in the wings for you.
Hoo-hoo.
And, but when I asked it as a, you know, I think it was right when you were talking about being open and doing the affirmation for being open to love. And I mm-hmm. asked, you know, does Dr. Rose secretly have blocks where she's not open to love? And that's what it said.
It said, yeah, yeah. I could have told you that.
Yeah,
well, you know,
yeah.
I, it, and
well,
Zach,
let me
let you. Oh, go
let
ahead,
me
go
just
ahead.
Finish
sorry.
Up. Let me just finish up
sure.
the spread really quickly, and it may all come together, and then tell me what you're thinking. So I also
okay.
got the six of cups, a gift received, happiness, pleasure from a renewed friendship, gift from an admirer. Has a lot of different meanings, but we call it the nostalgia card in
okay.
tarot, you know. And so it, you know, some of these issues may go. Maybe deep-seated and go way back on your timeline. We should do
oh,
some
yeah,
time
do.
Techniques, you and me. We should get together and do some time techniques. And I always say how tarot is multi-layered. And another layer to this, though, maybe that you meet the King of Pentacles individual through people from your past. And the only major arcana card that shows up is the Judgment card, the Great Awakening, the Cosmic Call.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, wake up, Rose. You got to work on this stuff in order to progress forward. And there's people waiting for you. The King of
oh,
Coins
yeah.
is waiting for you. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I just wanted to let you know that I was playing with the cards while you were talking there. So I see
well,
we have a
you.
Few phone calls. I'm,
yeah, let
I'm
me,
glad
let me just,
to do that for you.
Yeah, let me just respond to that. And thank you so much for that
yeah, go ahead.
Mini reading. And absolutely, I have blocks to do it. And one of the things that I've been doing, Dash, is that I have multiple blocks in my life. And what I'm doing now, I decided to focus on confidence because even if I were to go into a relationship, I still lack the inner confidence I need because I would be doubting, you know, this person is up to something. What do they want from me? Are they looking for my money, my, you know, just sex, whatever. I all of that stuff is very much a block for me. So the confidence is what I'm starting off with. And then
mm-hmm.
I will proceed into removing other blocks as well. I mean, I said at the beginning of the year, like to get the mantra of the year is the Ganesha mantra, which removes all blocks, and that's true. But I also know that in terms of the way that I think, in terms of these old programming issues, there are certain things I need to target in confidence for me, especially who I am, my body, the way I look. I have to hit that first, and that I have to build my self-confidence before I start seeking a relationship. So that's what I'm working on. I just wanted to let you know, Dad, and the audience out there. So I'm very well aware
well,
that
you
I
know,
have blocks.
It's kind of a theme this year. You know, I 2020 was the year I wanted to get back into clinical practice doing hypnotherapy, life coaching, NLP, you know, and the clients that I've had have all been coming from that point of view, you know, where they want to clear certain blocks and work on confidence and, you know, various, you know, working on the foundation basically before trying to accomplish anything else, you know, in their lives
right.
and clearing out the blocks first and everything. We actually had a caller on our show a few, two or three Fridays ago. It was, you know, in the new year and Mary called in and we did a reading for her. And then she, has booked some hypnosis sessions with me, which we've been doing off air, and she's, you know, doing quite well with that, you know. So
oh,
if
wonderful.
anybody is interested and wants to do hypnosis, NLP techniques, and life coaching with me, you'd like to clear some blocks, work on confidence, self-esteem, or anything that relates, you know, like public speaking. Maybe you want to quit smoking. Maybe that's your resolution this year. You know, how's that working out for you? And, yeah. You know, sticking to going to the gym, weight management, pain management, stress, PTSD. I do all of those things. And you can contact me through my page at the Tarot Guild, thetarotguild.com/Dax. And you can also book readings with me as well. We can do readings and numerology reports and talk about your numerology and things along those lines as well. But I offered this special a few weeks back. That's the one that Mary got in on, where I'm offering sessions for just $97 each, which is, you know, a fraction of what I normally charge. So it's $97 a session, and think of it as like half price or one-third price, because normally I charge $197 or $297 depending on what the issue is that we're working on. Weight loss, for instance, is $497, but it's just $97 for a session. And you can contact me, like I said, through my page, thetarotguild.com/Dax. All my contact information is there. You can message me right through the page there. You can join the Tarot Guild site free. You can also email me. You can also message me through Facebook as well. So I thought I'd throw that offer out there once again, Rose. And So we're going to go to the phone lines. We've got we've got enough time to take some calls. In fact, if you're sitting on the fence about calling in, the number is 714-816-4628. Give us a ring. We should be able to get to you. If not, we've got a live show tomorrow and Monday, and we'll be back next Friday as well. 714-816-4628. When you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. You can always join us in the chat room and ask for a mini reading through the chat. Maybe you can't call in, so you go over to thetarotguild.com/chat. Or if you're on the Tarot Guild website, at the top of any page, there's a navigation bar. Just click chat on the right-hand side there. Join us in the chat room, and you can ask questions. You can comment on the show, and you can also ask for a mini reading right there in the chat. That's another way you can do it if you can't call in.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, because, you know, there's a lot of people that listen while they're at work, and they can type, but they can't, you know, they have their computer there in their little module where they are, you know, but their corner cubicle, but they can't call, otherwise the boss would know. So, but you can certainly type
in the chat. They don't want to say, why am I having so many problems with my boss? They don't want them to overhear that.
That's right, exactly. So that's just another way, but, you know, we'd love to chat with you on the phone line, 714-816-4628. And before we go to our first call, as I just mentioned, we do have a show tomorrow, and we're talking all about certification. It's going to be me and Mary Brown. Mary is the Vice President for Certification for the Tarot Guild, and it's our Tarot Today radio show. Of course, we'll have open lines all show like we always do and take your phone calls for mini readings. But we do have a topic we're going to talk about: why should you get certified? And we're going to answer all your questions about tarot certification as well. So that's tomorrow, Saturday, February 15th. And then on Monday, February 17th, we've got a double header with Wisdom of Your Soul with Janice Fuchs and Compassionate Light with Catherine Hahn. And Catherine's continuing her series of shows. She's doing that all month, actually. Every Monday is a different show about living a purpose-filled life. That's right. And then, Dr. Rose, you and I will be back next Friday, February 21st, and it's the Great Night of Shiva. Of course, we'll be taking
That's
your call
right.
for tarot mini readings as well. But do you want to tell the folks, give them a little hint about, you know, what is the Great Night of Shiva?
I can give you a little bit of a hint, and that is, this is a time where Shiva is a supreme being in the East, you know, Eastern tradition, And he's all about consciousness, or higher consciousness rather. And this is a way, an opportunity for you to get into your what's called a God consciousness. And we know that when you're in God consciousness, you are able to really manifest, you know, whatever you desire. And I can talk more about that on next Friday, but it's a wonderful opportunity to make that connection. And I'll give you a simple practice that you can do at home. Usually with the Great Night of Shiva, it's this the practice is done in the evening time. So you'll have plenty of time from the time of the show and what I say and what I provide to get ready for the evening, for the Great Night of Shiva, and get into God consciousness. That's it.
That's awesome. So that's what we have in store for you on our next show. And I did want to mention that Saturday, February 22nd, so not tomorrow, but the next Saturday, Mary and I are going to be talking about how to shuffle a tarot deck. Now, that sounds on the face of it that it's really simple, but we get a lot of questions actually about, you know, how to properly shuffle a tarot deck. And it brings up a lot of other aspects like, you know, do you let the client shuffle? What's the best ways to do it? How do you get a real randomization, you know, shuffling? And so we're going to be talking all about that on Saturday, February 22nd. And then Magic Universe with Sharona Rapsik is every other Sunday. So I did want to mention, you know, there's no show this Sunday because Angelic Realms is on hiatus till later in the year. But Sharona will be on with her show, Magic Universe, on Sunday, February 23rd. Now, she just had Maria G. Moss from the Angelic Realms show, the one that's on hiatus. She had her on the 9th, and they talked about love potions. They talked about angels of love, you know, the cherubs and so forth. And she's going to do more angels of love on the 23rd.
Ooh.
Yeah. So even though it's Valentine's Day today, there's still going to be more on love in, you know, going through the rest of February. So there you go. And remember, you can always see our upcoming shows by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. You'll see our upcoming shows. Anyway, so we have 10-13 minutes left in the show. So are you ready to take some phone calls, Dr. Rose?
Yes, I am.
Let's see who's out there. The caller that's been waiting the longest.
Hi.
I'm sorry?
Hi, this is Paul.
Hi, Paul. And where are you calling in from, Paul?
Toronto.
Oh, hi, Paul. I remember that, Paul. The Toronto Paul.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good. So my question is, I'm looking for a highly spiritual partner. And my question is, I had a dream with the words "me too" in my dream. And I see this profile online on a dating site with the exact same letters. Is this going to be my partner?
I don't know. Have you contacted the person? They're definitely not going to be your partner if you haven't contacted them.
No, I'm planning on it.
Okay. Well, you know, I know I'm just being a little funny there, you know, but it's amazing to me that there are people that call us and they say stuff like that, and they never take any action in the real world to actually meet the person, to actually contact the person, you know. And it reminds me of the movie The Secret, where they're talking about the law of attraction, and they're saying, you know, okay, so you're sitting there in your easy chair, you know, visualizing the Maserati. Well, it's not going to show up in your driveway because you're visualizing it. You have to go through the four steps, which we actually gave on a recent show. I don't know, Dr. Rose, was that last week or the week before we did the Cross of
which
Manifestation?
Show?
The Cross of Manifestation show. Was that last week?
Oh, gosh. I think it might have been last week. Yeah. Wasn't it last week? Oh, the week before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was last week. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we had the SMART goals the week before that. So, guys, you know, go into the archive, psychictalk.net/Fridays, and you can catch all these shows where we teach you all these techniques. A lot of great stuff out there. A lot of great stuff out there. There's an awful lot of positive potential here that I'm getting around this individual, Paul. I'm getting a lot of eight cards. Eight is the number of abundance in numerology. In fact, I've got, oh my God, there's 3 8 cards. There's a 4 card. And of course, 8 is just double 4, right? And a 10 card.
Yeah.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 5 yes cards out of 5, which almost never happens. How about that, Rose?
Wow. Oh, my gosh. If you need a sign to contact this person, this is your sign.
Yeah. The dream was my sign as well. I just had the dream today. So, yeah, it was like a non-hesitancy dream, like so much resolvedness in that dream. Yeah.
Well, plus, because didn't you say you saw the image and it matched the image in your dream or something like that? You just
said. The name, just the name matched it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's how spirit contacts us sometimes, communicates with us. The universe communicates through the subconscious, and our subconscious is most open when we are asleep and dreaming. And so there you go, you know, communication giving you a hint. And then, you know, we're just clarifying. We're just what's the word I always use, Dr. Rose? We're affirming. You know, tarot.
Affirming.
Just, 90% confirmation, 10% new information is what I say. Always.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, it looks like it's going to, for some reason, the central focus card is the strength card. It's the only major arcana card showing up, and that's a card of inner strength, love conquers all, courage, conviction, dynamism, self-control, action, taking action, resolve. So that's a little message there for you about this situation.
Yeah.
It's going to take some inner strength, and you got to really have conviction, stay with it, have courage, move forward. And you know, it might take some work because there's cards about, you know, working hard coming up. So
yeah. Thank you.
Well, good luck with that, Paul.
Okay, thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And now you're gonna have to call us back and let us know what happens, Paul. Paul in Toronto. Yeah, we have our regular listeners and callers, Dr. Rose. Paul's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have another call on here, area code 216, been waiting the longest. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hi, my name is Patricia, calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. I'd like to find out. And this is a non-love question.
That's fine.
I need to relocate from here. And I thought I was going to relocate on Pacific Northwest, and it hasn't happened, and it's probably due to some circumstances. So it looks like I might be relocating to New York City. I'd like to know, I want to confirm if that is so, and if I possibly, I don't know anyone there, but I don't know, I just have this, for what I would want to do professionally and starting, you know, a business and so on, speaking, writing, and voiceovers and that sort of thing, there I will have more opportunity. Would you know if I have any family there that I don't know of in New York City as well? And possibly when I would be relocating there from here.
Okay, so actually I already pulled cards on one question, and I think what I need to do is I need to pull other cards on that other question, because I don't think it, yeah, because the information doesn't seem to be coming through about the family thing. So let me do another. There might be somebody. It's leaning towards, wait, let me double check here. Yeah, three no's, two yeses. Yeah, okay, there's hope. There's still hope because the star card shows up, okay? And the two of cups, king of coins, page of wands suggesting, you know, it's going to take some research. So, you know, asking the question, you know, do you have a family there that you just are unaware of? And the potential is there. The five of cups, for instance, the individual is, there's three cups have spilt over and they're staring at that. We literally call it the crying over spilt milk card. But right behind them are two upright cups, but they're just not seeing it. They need to turn around. That would be suggestive that there may be family or friends or something in New York that you're not aware of right now. It's going to take some research. And that is right next to the star card, which is literally the card of, you know, hope and faith, you know. But initially, just taking it as a flat yes, no spread, I'm getting three no's, which means it's leaning towards no. It's leaning towards at least evidently, you know, first glance, et cetera, there's not family there. But it's not a strong no. It's not a strong no. It's not four cards or five cards out of five. It's only three. So that means that, especially with the star card showing up, the five of cups kind of indicating that, and the page of wands talking about research, that if you dug deep enough, you might actually find that there are close family or friends, or friends of close family, or something like that there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before you ask that question, I was taking what you were, you know, the bulk of what you were saying before you asked that question about family as a question unto itself. You know, this other opportunity, you were supposed to go to the Pacific Northwest, but it's looking more like New York City. You know, is this where you're going to go? Is it the right thing? And I'm getting, let's see. I'm getting a lot of yeses on that. Again, it's not strong. It's not like four or five yeses. It's only three yeses, but it's definitely leaning in that direction. The spread starts out with the Nine of Swords, which is a card of sorrow, a card of isolation, desolation, hopelessness, despair, stress, nightmares. Staying up at night, you know, being kept up at night. That's the classical Nine of Swords, you know, and it's at the beginning of the spread. So it may just be reflecting that, you know, you're either feeling that way in this situation, or you could easily slip into that. But the rest of the cards are all really, really positive. So there is somebody, there's multiple people actually that can help you out. There's the Page of Swords, somebody that's really good with technology, that's younger, that is typically it's adolescent, typically it's teens, but it could be, you know, even early 20s, or I go so far as, you know, even, you know, these days, even 30s, you know, are really technically.
All right.
You know. So there's somebody that can help you along the lines that way. And then there's the Emperor showing up as well, which is another individual that can help you. It looks like there's a work position waiting for you there in New York City. The Eight of Pentacles shows up, and the Six of Pentacles right next to it. And the Six of Pentacles is a card of good fortune, generosity, sharing, repayment, receiving like a windfall, karma turning your way, a loan or assistance or charity. Okay, so it looks like there's a job waiting for you, and it looks like also there's other assistance available that you just might not be fully cognizant of yet.
All right.
And I think that's where these individuals come in to help. And, you know, I mean, like the Page of Swords could be the son of a friend, could be a niece or nephew, or I don't know if you have children, grandchildren, you know.
No,
but it's going to be somebody that you already know, and you may know the individual really well yourself, or maybe not. Maybe it's somebody that you know, or a family member or something. I feel like it's where you are physically right now, and they have somebody that's really good technically, that can help you immensely, and this is all before you move to New York, that is going to be able to get you information and do searches and research for you. Remember, in the first question spread, I got that research. That was another page. That was the Page of Wands that came up, you see. So they're kind of crossing over here. Yeah. So keep an eye out for that. But, you know, overall, it looks like a good thing. You know, I mean, you might have wanted to get to the Pacific Northwest. I lived up there for years. But and you may still get there eventually. But, you know, this looks like a good thing for you moving to New York City for right now.
Right. All
yeah.
right.
Hope that resonates with you.
Well, it's encouraging, and like I said, I'll just have to pray and meditate and be still and figure out, determine what guidance I'm receiving or being guided to, and do the actions. All right.
Yep.
All right.
Well, thanks for the call, Patricia.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day, and enjoy the rest of your weekend as well. I think we had another caller call in, Dr. Rose. You want to take one more?
Sure.
Okay. We're at the top of the hour here, but if we do it really fast, it looks like area code 856. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Rosemary from New Jersey.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Happy Valentine's Day. What's going on with
you?
You
too, thank you. I guess finding love, one that's coming in and committed, family, and all that stuff, happy stuff.
Okay, can you repeat that? Because I didn't quite make it out what you just said.
Sure, stay with the topic, Valentine's Day, one that's coming in for me, committed, permanent. Long term.
Okay, so you're wondering if one's coming in.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I was checking, because I wasn't sure where you were going with that exactly. I didn't know if maybe you already were seeing somebody, or you're waiting for the permanent one to come in.
One I'm interested in. I met him a long time ago, and he's not communicating, not moving forward, and. Well, new one, whatever. It's coming in. It's been a while.
So, do you happen to know what sun sign the one that you...
I'm a Capricorn. He's October 25th. He's the Scorpio.
Scorpio. Water. Okay. Yeah, because you know, I pulled these cards. Dr. Rose, I'm getting, like, tons of people coming in for Rosemary. I got the King
of Wands.
I'm sorry,
say that again. You're
getting... Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was just laughing because this spread is almost entirely made up of court cards. It's like all of, and they're all guys. There's all these guys coming in for Rose Maria. She's like surrounded. I mean, you got the Page of Wands, the Knight of Cups, the King of Cups, the King of Wands. Now, the two cup cards are water signs, okay? And that may be, you know, kind of hinting towards the fella that you, you know, had been interested in, you know, from your past or going way back and, you know, you're looking for something better, more permanent, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like one of these cards, I'm leaning towards, I think it's the King of Cups is kind of representing him, right? But there's these other cards, okay? The Knight of Cups, although that could be talking about another water sign individual coming in, the Knight of Cups is often a message of love coming through, okay? And... Oh. The other cards, the King of Wands and the Page of Wands, Wands is fire. So we're talking like an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius. So the cards are, you know, hinting that that might be what you need, a fire sign. It'll go along well with your earth sign. Because you're a Capricorn, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looks like there's two possibilities headed your way, which is always good. Nice to have choices, right?
You know? True.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, pages are typically younger, whereas the kings are either contemporary, they're either the same chronological age as you, but maybe older minded, or they're chronologically older than you. Okay, so you got this King of Wands who is potentially older, and then you've got the Page of Wands, and that person could be chronologically younger than you, or just in their mindset a lot younger, very youthful, and you know, I mean,
that sounds like Scorpio. Older.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The Scorpio, older and could be mindset, a younger mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yeah, that's true, that's true. Yes, but this individual is not the Scorpio, because the Scorpio, that's water, so that, and I feel that's the King of Cups card that's showing up. And, you know, but there's these two individuals coming in. And the central focus card is the Three of Cups. And that is, in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, you got three female individuals. They're holding up their goblets of wine and dancing and, you know, just celebrating, having a great time. And they're bonding, they're celebrating friendship, things like that. And that's the central focus, okay? It's the only card that's got a number on it, 3, all right? So this can happen depending on how you set your intention. Basically, that's what it always comes down to, Rosemary. It's like, you know, we're in control of it. It's just how we set our intention. And it could happen in 3 weeks. 3 days, 3 hours, you know, it can happen that quickly. And it is Valentine's Day. So, you know, this is a card, whenever it comes up, first thing that pops in my head is Girl Side Out, you know, where, you know, it's like, don't think about meeting the perfect guy. Just think about having a good time, letting your hair down, going out with the girls, dancing, drinking, a little carousing here and there. And who knows who you might meet, right? Because, when you stop looking, that's when they show up, right? You've heard that before.
That's true.
So you got to interject, Rosemaria, some, you know, celebration, some positive energy. Focusing on that is going to break things up, where then you're going to be able to meet these people. I don't know if it'll be, you know, all in the same night. It could. But anyway, so that's what's showing up. I see it as really good news. You know, you got to get out there amongst other people, you know. And because the Three of Cups is a card of friendship, you know, the tarot is always multi-layered. It could be talking about, you know, getting into that mindset of going out and letting the hair down and, you know, girls' night out, having a good time. And it could also be talking about, it's like, you know, through these friends, or one of these friends is how you meet these fire sign folks, you know, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. So does that resonate with you, Rosemaria? Are you there, Dr. Rose?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I'm not hearing Rose anymore. Her line's open, but I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah,
so hopefully that helps you out, Rose. And, you know, happy Valentine's Day, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're way over, and I got a ton of errands to get to today before going out and seeing my sweetheart, so... we gotta get going. It's the end of the show. but we'll be back next Friday. The great night of Shiva. And don't forget, I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be on with Mary. So if we didn't get your call today, write down the phone number, 714-816-4628. Or put it in your phone or pad or whatever. And that phone number is good for all of our shows on the network. Okay, so tomorrow we'll be here 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London, UK. And, you know, same bat time, same bat channel. You can give us a call. And if we didn't get to your call today, Mary and I will be really happy to talk to you tomorrow. And if you are a tarot reader or a budding tarot reader or a professional reader already, or, you know, maybe just picked up your first tarot deck, or maybe you've been doing this for 20, 30, 40 years, tune in tomorrow, especially if you have questions about tarot certification. You know, what is that? Is it necessary? Do I need to get certified? Why should I get certified? You know, we're going to answer all your questions on tomorrow's show. That's going to be a lot of fun too, Rose.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah. Can't wait. And I'll hang out with you next Friday.
Absolutely. Bye-bye, everybody.
Alrighty.
Have a wonderful, happy Valentine's Day.
And a great weekend. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to all our callers, listeners. Bye, Dr. Rose.
Bye-bye.